eBay Motors is here for the ride. Remember when you first saw the potential? And then through some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Look to your left. Look to your right. It's official. No one's got a ride like this. There's nothing else that sounds like, feels like, or looks like the set of wheels in your garage. With over 122 million parts, you can make sure your number one ride or die stays running smoothly, so there's no limit to how far you can take it. Brake kits, turbochargers, engines, exhaust kits, roof racks, LED headlights, bumpers, whatever your baby needs, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus at these prices, well, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Let's get ahead of the waiver wire next on Fantasy Football Today in 5. Welcome to FFT in 5. I'm Chris Towers here with Dan Schneier to talk about some of the players you need to be stashing with a look ahead to Week 10. But first, we'll start with Devin Duvernay and Jarvis Landry after we learned Thursday that Rashad Bateman and Michael Thomas are likely done for the season. Both of them have been dealing with lingering injuries. Rashad Bateman is going to have Lisfranc surgery on his foot. Michael Thomas going to have toe surgery. Sounds like he had a dislocated second toe, which sounds incredibly painful. Both of them likely done for the season. Dent, who would you prefer to stash out of Devin Duvernay or Jarvis Landry?
I prefer to stash Devin Duvernay. I think that Olave has done a really good job in New Orleans of establishing himself, especially with Andy Dalton. They've built a rapport over this time, which Landry obviously hasn't had the opportunity to do just because he's been hurt. Duvernay is not going to be the same. It's not really going to be a big play threat. Not that I think Landry will be either, but he's going to have a huge involvement in the offense. We've seen that in the weeks that Bateman has been out, especially if the injury for Mark Andrews lingers or resurfaces. So I would definitely go with Duvernay.
You know, on that note, I don't know if you're going to mention, we're going to talk about some waiver wire stash players to add ahead of, you know, this weekend's games just to beat the waiver wire for Week 10. And I think Isaiah Likely is absolutely one of those guys. He is not super widely rostered. And, you know, if Mark Andrews plays, I think he's probably not a super great fantasy option for Week 9. But honestly, even if Andrews plays, there's a league where I'm going to start him because my alternative is, I think it's Tyler Conklin or something. And I'm just going to roll the dice with Isaiah Likely, see if I can catch some lightning in a bottle. He's clearly a talented player, the rookie for the Baltimore Ravens. Had a great Week 8 performance on Thursday night against the Ravens with Mark Andrews out. You know, this could be a situation where Isaiah Likely just starts playing more in two tight end sets and becomes kind of the de facto number two option in that offense. So that's one guy I'll be stashing. Dan, why don't you give us some other stashes?
Yeah, that's one of my favorite stashes as well, especially because of what Greg Roman, the Baltimore Ravens offensive coordinator, said. He kind of views Likely as a receiver, which I thought was a good thing. A few other stashes that I'm looking at. I want to start by doing a defensive special team stash because I did promise that. We've done a few of them. The Kansas City Chiefs is a defense I want to get, especially now that Ryan Tannehill has missed another practice and might miss another week. We saw with Malik Willis, there was an interception with Willis. He was bad under pressure. He just didn't look all that ready for the NFL game right now. They're not going to throw a lot, but when they do, there's a good chance for a turnover. But then after that, the Chiefs will have the Jaguars, the Rams, the Chargers. These are all offenses that have offensive line issues, that turn the ball over, that take a lot of sacks. So I really like the Chiefs' defense as a stash. I'm also thinking right now, Chris, about potentially stashing Terrence Marshall of the Panthers. Sure. I think there is some renewed hope, at least for me, Chris, when it comes to what P.J. Walker can do for that offense. I actually watched the tape of P.J. Walker against the Falcons, and it was wild to watch P.J. Walker dotting throws, throwing the velocity. He threw the ball really well, specifically when they asked him to later in the game. That in the beginning of the game, it was all run, but when they gave him an opportunity to do it, he kind of showed what he can do. And I think that they're going to give him a chance, and he will help Terrace Marshall because now Terrace Marshall obviously is in that role of, you know, taking over for after they traded Robbie Anderson. So those are probably my two biggest stashes I want to get ahead of.
Yeah, that throw at the end of the game to DJ Moore, the one that, you know, should have won the game, was one of the more impressive throws I think any quarterback's made this season. It was like 70 yards on the air. So yeah, that offense suddenly looks at least mildly interesting, which is a gigantic step up from what they looked like with Baker Mayfield. I'm going to throw out a couple of running backs that I think are worth stashing. Cam Akers. Look, I don't have high hopes, but clearly Darrell Henderson was losing snaps to somebody named Ronnie Rivers last week. So clearly he's not the answer long-term for the Rams at running back. Cam Akers, he wasn't traded. He's expected to be back at practice on Thursday. He's expected to be integrated back into the team. There's a chance that he gets back to, being the lead back for this team. And maybe they can figure some things out in the second half. Also throw out Elijah Mitchell, 53% rostered. The 49ers traded Jeff Wilson this week. Look, we know Christian McCaffrey has had his struggles staying healthy. We know Elijah Mitchell is a difference-making running back in this offense. He's just a great fit for what Kyle Shanahan wants to do with that zone read or rushing scheme. And so we know that if Christian McCaffrey goes down, Elijah Mitchell comes back from that injury, he can be a starting running back for you in fantasy. You got any other stashes for us?
I'm also looking at the Jalen Warren. I've had Jalen Warren on my radar for a while, especially given, the injury that hasn't resurfaced yet, but always can when it's like the end of that Liz Frank variety with Najee Harris, the efficiency numbers with Warren versus Harris and the third down passing role. So Warren would be another one who I think if he was dropped, you can pick him up.
Yeah, absolutely. The Steelers on a bye this week. So Jalen Warren down to 26% rostered. If you've got a roster spot to play with, he's absolutely worth adding. That's going to do it for FFT and 5. We'll see you tomorrow. Bye.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.